The Gemara Masechta Baba Metzia Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph teaches us Tan Rabbanan Hamasker Bais L'Chaveri. If somebody rents a home, an apartment to someone else, Ala Soicher Lasis Mezuzah, the obligation to put up the mezuzah is on the tenant. Ukushu Yoytze, when the tenant leaves the home, Loitlena Biyad V'Yetze, he shouldn't remove the mezuzah. However, continues the Gemara, Uminachroi, but if he's removing it from an apartment home owned by a non-Jew, then he may take the mezuzah. It says the Gemara, Umay Sebechet Shenotla Biyada, there was indeed a situation where somebody left the home taking the mezuzah. V'yotza, left the home, took the mezuzah after the lease ended. Recovers ishtoi ushnei bonav, and he ended up burying his children and his wife. Asked the Gemara, my solicitor. The Gemara is assuming that the end of the brisa refers to a situation where this tenant had rented the apartment from a nachri, and we just learned that if you rent an apartment from a nachri, you may remove the mezuzah. So why over here does it say if he removed, when he removed the mezuzah, he was punished so terribly? Says the Gemara, Amrav Sheshes Aresha. Really, it's going to the Aresha where the story was that he removed the mezuzah from the home of a Jewish landlord. So Tosfos here, on Daf Kuf Aleph on the base, actually, Divrei Maskil Lo Yitlena V'Yetze, asked the question. Here we're learning that one may not remove a mezuzah from a home. Yet Tosfos says, we know the Gemara says, the halacha is that you're allowed to remove tzitzis from a beged. So Tosfos asks, why is a mezuzah different than tzitzis? So Tosfos answers that a mezuzah is different because by mezuzah, if one removes the mezuzah, he causes mazikim to come to that home. And therefore, since he caused mazikim to come, he gets punished, as we learned in the Gemara. But that isn't the case by tzitzis. The Ritva says a different pshat. He says, what does a mezuzah do for a home? He says, what a mezuzah does for a home is that the mezuzah brings the shechina to the home. This person who removes the mezuzah is causing that the shechina shouldn't have a place to be. And therefore, he deserves a punishment. That obviously is not the situation by tzitzis. But actually, the same tosfos, the same issue, is discussed in a tosfos in Masechet Shabbos Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil Rav Omer Imatirin Lebeged Lebeged. Rav says that you're not allowed to take tzitzis from one beged to another beged. The tosfos, Shmuel disagrees. And therefore, Tosfos again asked the question. So, if so, why can't you remove a mezuzah? And therefore, Tosfos wants to suggest that if you're removing the mezuzah in order to put it in a different home, then the halacha is that you're allowed to. Al Gemara that says you're not allowed to remove the mezuzah is only in a case where you're not going to put it up in a different home. And then Tosfos says that, like he said here, that mezuzah is different because mezuzah saves us from mazikim. And moreover, Tosfos makes an interesting point, not negei ta'al sugya, but Tosfos makes the point that the entire discussion by tzitzis, if one may or may not remove the tzitzis, Tosfos says is only by tzitzis of a person who's alive, not the person who is no longer alive. From his begotten, you could certainly remove the tzitzis. I saw a very nice pshat, how to look at this situation. Why is it worse if the mezuzah was up and now I want to remove it versus if there was never a mezuzah here in the first place? So the Mefarshim say a nice fart. We find that there's a concept of tumah. If a Yisrael dies, there is tumah when on in that place. Tumas mes, a very high level tumah. We don't find that being the case when a nachri dies. Why is that? So the Arachayim explains, because the Yisrael is on a higher level of kedusha, so when he leaves, when his neshama leaves, that creates a significant void and brings tumah. The nachri, who is not on that level of kedusha, there is no great void when he passes away, and therefore, since there isn't such a significant void, there is no tumah. Here too, when you put a mezuzah on a home, you've infused that home with kedusha. And once you infuse that home with kedusha, you have to be careful not to let that kedusha lapse. Because if you let that kedusha lapse, if you let that kedusha lapse, then it could have very significant effect. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Mezuzah brings down, obviously, this halacha. What is the halacha regarding the removal of a mezuzah from the home? And let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph, Sif Beis. And so says the Shulchan Aruch. Hasoich b'ayis mechaveroi. If somebody rents in a home, hasoich chayav kfoy b'mezuzah. It's the renter's obligation to put up the mezuzah. Ulasak mokum kviyosoi, and to prepare the place where the mezuzah will be put. But filo soch abayis becheska shiesh le mezuzah. If I rented a home with the assumption that there is a mezuzah, and it turns out that there is no mezuzah, why have a mekach tosh? Kshayitzei, and when one leaves the home, lo yitlen of yodai, don't take the mezuzah. Then Hikbra Masel continues the remark, but I want to get paid, I'm leaving the mezuzah, but I want to get paid, Hashem tzorch l'shamla, he has to pay me. V'soch ha'bayis mev kachavim, if I rented the home from an akum, or she'soch l'ev kachavim, or I rented it to an akum, not Leviyotzi. So, the Pischei Tshuva in Sifkot and Zion quotes a Biker Yosef. He says, I'm moving and I don't have a mezuzah. I can't find a mezuzah for my new home. So maybe under those circumstances, I may remove the mezuzah. Or, he says, another situation where I have mezuzahs, I like my mezuzahs, and the apartment, the home that I was living in was already rented out to another tenant, and he likes his mezuzahs. So what would be the halacha if I'll immediately remove my mezuzahs and he'll immediately put up his mezuzahs? So what would be the halacha? So first he says that a strong argument could be made why that should be mutter.
Because as we're quoting, we quoted the Tosfos earlier, and it's not just Tosfos' opinion, the opinion of many others, that the only time a mezuzah may not be removed is in a situation where it's not going to be used to be put up immediately elsewhere. But here the mezuzah is going to be put up elsewhere, so maybe we could be maker. That's his initial reaction. But then at the end he says a concept of loy plug rabbon. That when Chazal make a rule, they don't like to make exceptions to the rule. And the rule is the rule under all, and the rule is the rule, remains the rule under all circumstances. So we have interesting Shiloh, what should be doing, where is there ever a time that I could take the mezuzah, is there ever a time that I could take the mezuzah, even though the Gemara here and the Shulchan Aruch says I shouldn't. There are many paiskim that are lenient, that if the home will not remain without a mezuzah, even for a short amount of time, we could take a more lenient approach. But my Rebbe, Reb Tovia Goldstein, said one could only rely on this lenient approach, specifically in a situation where the mezuzah, where the home will not remain without a mezuzah for even the shortest amount of time. The Sefer Mezuzos Beisecha in Siman Reish Tzadik Aleph Sif Katan Tes says that even if I put up a mezuzah on a door that's not mechuyev in a mezuzah, once I put up the mezuzah on that doorpost, I may not remove it. Again, my Rebbe, Reb Tovia Goldstein, was not so satisfied with that psak, saying that if you bechlal not mechuyiv in a mezuzah, why should be an issue if that mezuzah is removed? And similarly, the Sefer Mezuzos Melachim says that if you put up on a mezuzah on a place that wasn't obligated in a mezuzah altogether, there is no issue to remove it. The prohibition of removing the mezuzah applies equally to the tenant and to the landlord. If a house is sold without its contents, leaving the apartment completely open, empty, the house completely empty, the halacha is that I still can't remove the mezuzah. The halacha is I can't remove the mezuzah.